Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Damn thing.
Mike's live.
Oh, fucking hell, we're keeping you up, love.
Wow.
Spotted your meat to go up.
Yvette and Glenn.
Again, like a renegade master.
Tell us, Glenn, what number is it?
Well, get your flakes out and stick them in your ice cream cone. It's only podcast 99.
No way!
99!
Yeah.
Wow!
99! They said we wouldn't get past 98.
Who'd have thought? I've even seen some red balloons go by as the song goes.
99 Nuff Balloon. She had hairy armpits, didn't she?
Did, yeah.
Oh, I remember being quite disgusted when I saw that.
Yeah.
I was only a kid. Yeah. Well, I wasn't. I was a teenager.
You were only a little, weren't you?
I was only little, and I saw these big, black, bushy, hairy armpits, and I thought, well, there's something you don't
and
see every
did
day.
You know you'd emulate that years later.
I don't emulate that.
Did she have a tash?
Only in lockdown. Oh, wait, he started already. Yvette's face.
You see, it was Glenn that started the tash thing, not you, and now you've joined in.
Yeah, but guess because you haven't got one. If you had one, I wouldn't be mentioning it.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't, would we?
Yes,
no.
You would.
No.
Yes, you would.
Who wouldn't?
I'm enjoying some Two Cocks red wine tonight.
Ah, you've got the Two Cocks out already.
Yeah, I've got the Two Cocks out. It's very nice. It's called Le in French. Very nice, but it's just got a chick. It's got two chickens on the front.
Yeah,
but we like it.
It smells immense. Not going to lie, I've never thought I'd like the smell of Two Cocks, but it does smell very inviting.
Oh my god, is that the world record?
What?
For being, I don't know, getting the filthiest line in within so many seconds of the podcast
starting.
It's
a perfectly innocent thing to say, because that's the name of the wine, as you say.
Now, as we're sitting here in the farm kitchen in Cheshire,
yes.
We're actually waiting for Mary to turn up, because she's arriving with fish and chips.
Oh, that was nice of her to arrange that.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
She
it was
didn't
Mary,
pay for it,
will you go and get fish and chips? Yeah, and she, didn't you know, Mary has never, has she? You ask her to do something,
oh, yeah.
She never moans. She goes, yeah, sure.
Apart from clear up a bedroom, clear
when
up after herself when she's cooking.
When she was younger.
You do realise this, of course, sets me a huge dilemma.
What's that?
Well, if we're due to have fish and chips, normally we would officially open up the podcast with some snacks.
Well, we can have snacks now while we're waiting.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't be silly, Glenn. Get them out. Get them out.
You know the
snacks.
You know the ABBA song, Super
one?
Trooper.
Oh yes.
Super and there's that famous trooper line in there which says, "I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Tesco."
Oh right.
Tesco. That's where I went today.
Oh, I see. What's that got to do with ABBA?
That's the song. That's
oh,
how the song
Jesus,
goes.
Is that just a really shit dad kind
no
of putting things together?
Is that a really,
really
shit
bad
segue
joke
into the fact that you were at Tesco.
I know
play
what
the
it
song
is. I know what the song
it
is.
It says Tesco.
It doesn't say
I swear
Tesco
down.
It says Glasgow, you silly sod.
Doesn't.
It does.
That's
it's
what
Glasgow
it's 5 years ago. And if Tesco aren't using it for their advertising campaigns.
Actually, they should use it for an advertising. It wouldn't make a good advertising. thing. What do you want from the Tesco? What do you want from the shop, love? Yeah. I'm phoning you.
I
what
think
do you want?
See, the supermarket I would shop at all the time is the one that had a toilet and its advertising camera went, all ends up here.
I nearly spat my wine out again, man.
A terrible waste of you spitting out two cups.
Oh my God, say!
First time she's ever done that.
I'm a children's author, you know. You can't be saying things like that. That's outrageous.
I was quick on the button that time.
I was thinking he's going to be slow. It's going to be a bit useless there.
You might, I could change the colour of the buttons, and I put for you for a children's author. You've got a pink button.
Oh, that's good.
Hasn't she just?
She's a children's author, you know. Oh, no, it's blue and very withered.
Anyway, back to the plot. Here we go.
Oh, for goodness. I remember this video.
I remember, I was sick and tired of everything.
I know.
When I called you last night.
From Glasgow.
Tesco. Just think Tesco.
Well, let's
just
see if go it with it, Yvette. Like.
Come on.
I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow.
Okay, I can kind of see that.
And that's where I went. I thought we'd go for Tesco's own onion ring.
Yes. Now, you see, this is a good compliment to have. Just well done, Glenith. I'm proud of you.
You're very welcome.
And, I will take back my comments about that terrible dad joke with the ABBA song.
See?
It actually did work.
I do love ABBA.
Yeah.
I love ABBA too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that... I told you I caught him dancing to Steps, didn't I, outside in the garage?
Really?
Who doesn't dance to Steps?
Well, it depends what the song is.
If you can't, if Steps are playing and you don't dance, you are dead from the waist down.
I do like their version of Tragedy. You know the one.
Yeah.
Tragedy! When the girl you shag is a big fat slag. Tragedy.
Let me find it for you. Oh, now, that's a good one.
I tell you one thing I couldn't find at Tesco though was white or snowy fingers. So it's just regular fingers, I'm afraid.
You can't diss the regular fingers.
Whoa! I need to. Hey,
what?
Back your truck up, good buddy.
It's not easy to say, is it?
No.
Back your truck up, good buddy.
Back your truck up, good buddy.
Yeah.
Still got it wrong then.
Lisa, I just said exactly what you said.
No, you didn't.
And people who are listening will go, yeah, he did.
Yeah, whatever.
She's just trying to
skip back 30 listen, seconds and listen.
Oh, woman.
You're in my bad books today, so don't even push
Hey, I'm not. I'm fine. Lisa Hadley's come up with the goods.
Oh, that's nice of her.
She's a star.
White fingers, everybody.
Yes. Lisa Hadley has given me a white finger.
Where did...
Surely that's with an albino.
Can't say fairer than that, then, can you?
There you go.
Why are you giving them to me?
Because you're the one who eats
them all. You're the one who eats them all.
Lisa gave this to me at one of the events.
Gave you a white finger.
And I said to her, I said, these aren't going to make it home, but she told me, these have to come to the podcast.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm in for it.
Well,
so,
there you
Lisa,
are. You've done
they
it
made
now.
It.
Well done. They're
Thank
here,
you,
they're safe, they will be. I'm going to open them now.
Yeah, do it. You do that whilst I take my jumper off.
Yes, you do
getting
that.
Hot under the collar.
Ooh, that's a nice bra you've got on there.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's one of yours.
Is it a Playtex?
Playtex cross your heart.
There you go.
Hey, only our generation will understand that Playtex cross your heart.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hours of fun staring at them in the catalogue, the Kate
catalogue. Did you ever...
I might have done.
Did you ever have private fun on your own looking in a catalogue?
I can remember being very young and being fascinated. I wouldn't call it private fun at that age, more curiosity.
It was really the first time you got to see sort of ladies in their underwear.
Yeah.
And it was a bit kind of, ooh, boobies.
Ooh, yeah, that's quite interesting.
And then sometimes you looked for the ones who are slightly see-through.
I can see it. I can see your lips.
Yeah. And then the trouble is, because everyone had a case catalogue, didn't they?
Yeah,
case, everyone, yeah.
And you used to go to your mates at school, no, page 236.
Really?
Yeah.
And then your mum flicks through it, but she can't because all the pages are stuck together.
It was more innocent than that.
It was just looking at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
That never happened until I got the Beano.
Oh, my God.
then it was a Minx, wasn't it?
I'm all locked now.
Oh, my God.
Carl's jumper's coming off now.
Oh, I'd say it's all kicking off now. Oh, these onion rings are... Oh, here's the fish and chips.
Oh, hello.
Here they are. Here they are. Oh.
I actually brought vinegar with her as well.
Oh, my goodness me.
Hello, vinegar, come in. A strange name for a friend.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, hello. Pause.
Yeah,
pause. Hello. We just started. Yes, I noticed we didn't have any vinegar, so I just ran in really quickly to go and get some.
Well done, sweetheart.
Have you got mine there, Mary?
Yeah,
hang
on.
Yeah, it's
a right, rather than us inflicting our eating of fish and chips on the microphone, we'll take a short pause and you can enjoy this break. And we'll be back in a minute or two.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yvette and Glenn!
And we're back!
Oh. Yes! What was that? I'm on that!
You slapped that.
Oh, yeah. I just hurt my finger.
You had your hands full of water there, didn't you?
Well, and it's many glasses. Cocks, I do.
Yeah,
like
more too.
You know what? I thought Yvette was slapping her lips when she was eating, but she wasn't. She was just crossing her legs.
Oh, I say. I tell you what, though, that fish and chips was just the right amount, by the way. So thank
it
you very much indeed for treating
us. Wouldn't it be nice if we got sponsored by a fish and chip shop?
Oh, yeah, that'd be quite nice.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be very, we'd be too big.
God. Harry Ramsden's.
Mega chippy.
Where?
There's a massive thing. It took social media by storm. Just some small chip shop in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Caught on a TikTok.
Is there a place called bumfuck nowhere?
Is it in Cornwall?
Somewhere, yeah. But no,
it's bumfuck nowhere.
Somewhere like Slough or somewhere like that, and they've put a little jingle on, and it's just a picture of Binley Mega Chippy, and it's just Binley Mega Chippy like that, and everybody, it went absolutely. People were posing outside of it because it just went.
It's a sad world.
You see, Mary is our young kind of. She's the sort of like.
She's down with the kids.
She's down with the kids. She knows what's going on in the world, where we're a bit more sort of like older. More refined.
We've had chips, and she's actually had.
Boiled potatoes.
Yes, so she's got the healthy option.
Why are you having boiled potatoes? You get those from the chip shop.
No.
Could you not be bothered chipping them up?
No, I'm literally. I don't know. I just looked at the chips and went, no. I just want.
You see, your body tells you what your body needs. My body every day tells me you need wine, and that's what I drink.
And mine tells me it wants chocolate.
Chocolate. Anyway, we've not even got round to how was your day.
You are quite right. Shall we ask the question?
Yes.
It'd be jolly rude not to. So
is it the pink button or the blue one?
It will be.
Oh, which one?
It'll be on page 2.
Oh, there.
And it's the yellow button.
Oh, there.
How was your day?
You can go first.
Oh, all right. How was my day? How was my day? Ah, yes, Mary. You can help me with this.
Oh, is this... Oh.
Bring your chair around so you're on mic.
Scuttle around.
Mike won't mind, I'm sure.
Mike won't mind.
Scuttle next to you, Glenna.
Well, there'll be lots of women around the world very envious of you sitting that close to Glenneth. Yeah.
You can blame them.
You smell gorgeous, by the way, all you ladies out there.
Do I?
You smell really nice.
Well,
what do you smell of?
Yeah, what can you...
Just man.
The smell of man.
Oh, man.
Man.
He hasn't washed and he's pissed himself.
yeah. How was my day? Anyway, I don't want to go too much into it.
Oh, no. It's going to be a tack on me, isn't it?
I don't want to go too much into it. Oh. All I can say... Just shut up for a minute. Stop making ridiculous noises while I'm talking.
I thought you were making ridiculous noises.
Shut up!
Oh, that is you talking.
We're not in a good place today. Well, we're not in a good place.
I didn't notice there was a bit of tension when I walked in.
Yeah, because Carl has started with his digger on the land.
Yeah, which we covered about three or four podcasts ago, I'm sure now. Yeah. It's been that long.
Yeah.
And it's still not finished.
Oh, don't you start.
Yeah, it's not just not finished, it's worse.
I did notice that as well. I didn't want to say
it's
that.
It's like, ooh, I'm sorry, it's like Putin has set off a nuclear bomb in our back garden.
No, it's not, because this one went off.
And let me tell you, it was very upsetting because we've had one of our geese who we hatched in our another room. We've had it; it used to be the cellar, and we hatched it. And today it flew off.
Did it really? Even that had enough.
It had enough. It flew off, leaving its partner, a white goose, completely on its own. The other two ducks, we've got two white ducks left. Yeah. They've buggered off and gone down to the smaller pond. Right. They refuse to come back up, and who can blame them? So today, myself and Mary decided that we were going to round up the white goose, right, to try and get it to go with its other two friends down in the little pond. Mm. It's lost its mate today. It flew off, and it's just stood by the empty pond.
Pining,
and it's so upsetting.
I do exactly the same by our bed every night. She goes, fuck all.
You don't speak right now.
Ouch.
Be quiet.
How does it go, by the way?
What?
Ow.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mary, can you find... Like will you shut up? Can you play the clip today of what happened?
Yes.
Yes. So there we were.
That,
no,
all you can
no,
go on about is
no,
the bloody noise the geese
no,
make. Now
I'm not interested.
It's a sweet little
I'm not,
shut pitiful
up,
cry.
Shut up. No. Let me tell you, I've had enough of you and your antics and your diggers.
When it's finished and there's fountains and it's all beautiful and you'll look at me and go, love you, sweetie. And I go,
don't.
No.
Talk
no
to me
no
anymore.
I suppose
about it.
This is
shut up.
This is
you can shut up as well. Because let me tell you, I fucking had it up to here with diggers and mud. He came to the back door the other night, Watson. After his, will you shut up?
Lips
shut
moving.
Up.
All I'm hearing.
He came to the back door last night. Shut your. Came to the back door the other night, didn't he, Mary? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Up to his face. He'd gone into the pond it's just full of sand and mud.
Yeah.
And he's just full of it.
And bits of me.
Yeah. And not only that, because he's a bulldog, he's got little sores between his toes because of what's in the pond, which has been, that you've been digging out, that's old duck shit. Watson's been wandering around in it. It cost us over £100 to get antibiotics to fix the sores in between his toes.
Oh,
and
no.
This is all because you started it with your flipping obsession with fucking diggers!
It's gone from a pond to Lake Superior out there without the water.
Oh my god, I've got...
It's a little bigger than we had anticipated.
I'm not going to lie, it did surprise me when I drove up tonight.
But do you know what? Weirdly enough, a guy came in earlier today in his van.
Did he admire it?
And actually ripped the bottom of it off.
Did he?
Yeah. You know the sort of plastic mud... that does the engine. He was reversing up because he didn't think it could turn around at the end
because
the digger was there.
You've not been clearing up all the mud and the rocks off the drive. So I've got a low car to the ground. I'm not going to be able to drive my car along that drive anymore. Well, you need to sort your shit out.
All I'm saying is I have spent an awful long time, a lot of time, in making this pond the best pond in the world. However... All I'm saying is, I don't really see your input. That's all I'm saying. Let's leave it there.
Ooh,
now play the clip. Right. This is my input today.
Go on then.
Hurry up! He's going through my knickers! Foxy!
Can't get up.
You need to help me with the... Never mind the camera!
In fact, you're wearing a white fleece coat as well.
Give me your other hand!
That is you in the mud in the pond?
Yeah.
On your arse?
Yeah.
Stick your hand. Look.
And there was only Mary, but she was so peeing herself laughing.
Ready?
I can't. There was only Mary. She was holding it.
Listen to the noise it's making. It's squelching.
Oh, you got it! Yes, yes, ma! Yes, ma! Yes, ma! Yes, ma! Yes, ma!
As horrific that is, with all that mud and it's not suitable for the clothes you're wearing. I've got to say, that's going to be a great clip on our Instagram. You know.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Well, she was so upset that she actually didn't get me falling down. And then right. I knew, but when we went out again later on,
yeah.
And Carl went, "Shall I come and help you?" I said, "Yes, if you would, that'd be." He shot upstairs, shut the door, didn't see him again, did we?
No, that's helping. He's keeping himself out of the way.
Well, I was actually working, to be fair.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Pretending to work.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, me and Mary went out again later on, just before it got dark, yeah. Thinking we'll give it one last try to round this bloody goose up. And what is annoying is the damn thing can fly. So why has it not followed its friend and flown off?
Because it loves what I'm doing.
Well, you've done a great job so far, darling. You've made the whole house look like a bomb's gone off. We've lost all our ducks and geese. And I've ruined a pair of dungarees today in a white cardigan. Well, freaking done.
Yeah, but what a great lake it's going to be when it's finished.
It better
It'll have
be.
A tide.
Don't let me tell you, it better be.
It needs a name and an official opening when the time comes.
Yeah, I think we should call it the Anytime Pond.
Anytime podcast.
Anytime podcast. Yeah.
There you go. So that was my day.
That's a
falling
day.
Into the
falling
mud.
Into the mud.
Trying to save a freaking goose that Carl's just abandoned.
I haven't abandoned the goose. The goose abandoned his mate.
Never mind.
Every morning, Yvette comes together. Those bloody geese kept me awake again. But no one's on its own. Poor little thing.
I remember one night. Do you remember when we had like 35 geese?
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
And there was one night, I don't know why, it was outside our bedroom window and it sounded like he was saying Steve. And he was going, Mummy, he was going, Steve! Steve! Steve!
He's not here!
I know! But all night long it didn't stop. It's like, shut the fuck up!
But you stuck your head out the window and he'd look up at you and go, Dave!
Oh my god. Anyway, how was your day?
Oh, it was all right, thanks very much. I did a bit of surfing on the interweb of, I came across a song.
Oh, hey.
And you know how a lot of people would say that modern music these days is quite rude in some respects. The lyrics are a bit more...
Oh, Mary can tell you a little bit about that.
Would you say that's true?
Mary, what are some of the lyrics and the chorus, perhaps, of one of the songs that Mary likes to tell me about? Sorry to interject, just an example before you carry on with your story. Yeah. Go on, Mary.
There's one that's called... it's by Cupcake. And Cupcake.
Oh, not Cupcake.
The artist, yeah.
Never
and the
that.
Opening lines are, hump me, fuck me, daddy better make me choke, hump me... Fuck me, come and give me a deep throat.
Can't wait to see the video.
Can you believe that when Mary played that to me,
yeah.
I was absolutely disgusted. So yes, there are songs out there, Glenn, with very rude words. Thank you for that little interlude there, Mary.
Yeah, well, you've supplied some context to an example. Now, I have found an old established artist from somebody... You know, the internet, it does open your eyes up to artists that you've never heard of before. So, because it was way before my time. Now, this is a lady called, let's see her, if her name comes up here.
Do you need any spectacles, Glenn?
I might do, actually.
No, he's not got
Lucille Bogan, who was an American classic female blues singer and songwriter, among the first to be recorded. She also recorded...
He's putting glasses on.
I am, yeah. Under the pseudonym Bessie Jackson, right? And she dies in 1948. She was born in 1897, right? And I thought, well, it sounds like she could have some interesting songs. And she has.
If you suck my pussy, baby, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it to you, honey, till I make you shit. Oh, baby, honey, do it all night long.
I didn't do that sort of thing in those days.
No.
Do it to me, Papa. Break me in until tomorrow comes.
What did she say then? I missed that last bit.
Something about waiting until tomorrow comes. But you know what I mean? That's astounding.
You shit all over Cupcake and her amazing, wonderful lyrics.
Yeah, youth of today, it's already been done.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah,
Nothing new in music.
And I've got a burlesque album on my playlist.
Oh, I can't wait to see the video.
And one of them was, do you remember me playing it to you about a woman that goes to a doctor? A dentist, and she says, I want similar sound, you know, that bluesy thing. And he drills me every day, and he drills me every night, and I keep going back to the dentist because I want to be drilled day and night again. And all this stuff. Yeah, she had great teeth. And then there's another one going, and there's a man's singing about how I just love, they just love my big 12 inch. I get it out and I'm like, wow. Oh my God. So okay, yeah, they were very rude then too.
One of my favourite sort of kind of songs of that sort of naughty ilk.
Oh, I didn't know this about you. What is you now?
No, it was a song that a friend of mine.
Is it Dig Ditches?
No.
Big and Muddy?
This is. A friend of mine, I'm going to find it. A friend of mine sent this. Him and his girlfriend split up. And they had their... You know, back in the bloody 80s, 90s, used to do tapes for each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, compilations. Yeah.
And he did this one tape and he sent it to her about, you know, wish we'd get back together, all those sort of kind of love songs. And this is what he played. I want to play this. This is what he played at the end.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be because of you.
That's amazing.
You moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fatty.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's Vincent LaGuardia Lambini. And it's... When I heard it, I was laughing for days, and I had to get it because it's one of those songs that if you listen to the whole thing, if you get the chance to listen to it, listen to it. It's absolutely hilarious.
I bet they'd never play a lot on the Radio 2 Blue Show, would they?
No.
And when me and Mr. Beattie have a big blazing row, he always sends that to me down the phone, don't you?
You've never had a blazing row, have you?
Never had a blazing row, no.
Let's have a blazing row now.
I've forgot about the pond.
I tell you, just have to mention the pond and I'll get started.
Yes, indeed. Carl, how was your day?
Yeah. Well... You see, Glenn's
been hiding for most of it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have to say, Glenn, and I have to say, you've been very understanding. Because Glenn's car slightly different now than it was when he first came up.
You pissed a lot of people off recently.
No, the problem is when you see someone in a driving a digger, and let's face it, is a very big digger, isn't it?
It's a digger. I've got digger envy.
And a bulldozer.
And a special. Yeah, the bulldozer's back there because that's stuck. So I need the digger to get the bulldozer out. That's why it's all carved up because when I was trying to get the digger out, the bulldozer out, it was sliding down the side of the garden.
Oh,
anyway,
wow, okay.
There's no grass left.
No, I noticed.
Oh, we can get grass. Grass seed. Great. Great stuff.
No, the birds will eat the grass seed unless you cover it.
Okay,
are you going to do
it.
All that, are you?
Yeah, of course we are.
Relawning is going to cost an absolute fortune.
You want to be a part
you
of this.
You need to sort it out ASAP.
Anyway, as I was saying, and the last thing you do is when you see someone in a huge digger.
Sorry?
Especially if it's me.
I thought you said digger.
I think it's a huge... I thought you meant your appendage for some odd reason.
Digger?
I don't know why. It
didn't quite sound like digger the way it came out of you, pardon the pun.
What did it sound like?
Sound like huge dick.
It did.
Huge dick.
It did sound a bit appendagey. No, it sounded a bit weird, like dicker or something.
Yeah.
You need to clear your ears out. Anyway, you've got to remember, I'm from the south, so I talk properly. Oh. You guys are from the north, so you clearly don't.
Bollocks.
And obviously, you don't hear properly. Anyway, but you don't park your car anywhere near a big digger. And when you parked, I didn't see where the back of the car was.
So you've had a crash. And,
well, it's not a crash. It's just
because you've got no control over that freaking digger. That's why.
I have.
Because you get so freaking excited, you don't know how to drive it properly. That's why. And then you just smashed into his bloody car.
The corner of the bucket has just made the slightest indentation in Glenn's roof.
Like I say, you can just remove the lining and knock it out.
There's tension here in the Anytime podcast.
There is.
Podcast.
Finger in it makes everything all right.
It does.
Yeah, but I'm not tense at all. I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm happy with my pond.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, tonight I'll just put a cushion over your face and go, shh.
Not for the first time.
No.
Oh, you've just reminded me. You know, I always say I never remember my dreams.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go on. Who were you shagging?
No, I wasn't that lucky. Again. But it's just really weird. I just remember waking up thinking, that was strange. I drove all the way across Europe and I didn't have one of those new UK stickers on the back of my car.
What the friggin' Ooh. Hell is that? What is that dream about?
I don't know. You're the expert. But I never remember dreams, but I woke up remembering that.
I wonder if it's a premonition.
Maybe.
I woke up, stood on my bed.
Mary actually is freaky as...
Sleepwalks.
Oh, my God. I woke up to discover Mary sitting at the end of the bed, but pulling the duvet off me with an evil look on her face, and she was really yanking the duvet off me. And I went, oh, Mary! Mary! And she just went... Then she changed her face, completely changed her face back to normal, innocent little Mary. She went, I just need to go to the toilet.
I would be interested to know if any of our listeners have got some sleepwalking stories they can share.
Oh yes. Yeah.
In which case, they should send the email to...
HelloAtAnytimePodcast.com.
HelloAtAnytimePodcast.com. There's an echo in here.
It was.
And it brings us rather nicely to getting Reg out of the cupboard.
God, his band is corny.
No.
The fielding and the hunt.
Oh, yes.
Send us your email. Don't be a c-
I figured it out.
No.
Sorry, I didn't know what happened there.
You had a senior moment then.
I had a bit of senior moment, and not only that, no. Cackling like an old witch.
You were sitting there going,
for Reg, yes.
I know, time for Reg, yes. Oh dear.
Correspondence corner.
I've just shit myself.
Can I just say, I figured out what he says.
Oh, what does he say?
Coconut.
Oh, don't be a coconut.
Don't be a coconut. That would work.
Sounds good.
Oh, God, I'm going to need my spectacles. I can borrow your spectacles.
Would you like to do the others?
Oh, go on, then.
You can read the first one.
Go on, then.
Mary, you can read one after, if you like.
Oh, yes, Mary can read.
Reading.
No. So this is from Lisa, spelt with two E's, S and an A.
As you do.
Oh.
Lisa from Newcastle, Australia. Hello, lovely people. I've recently started listening to the podcast and have been loving every minute. You make my boring job so much better. My husband often comes in to see why I'm laughing so hard, and for some reason I explain in a Scottish accent, which in turn makes him speak in a Scottish accent. Haha. We, my husband, 8-year-old daughter and I, are heading over to the UK for Christmas to spend time with my husband's family down in good old Dorset.
We've gone from
Scotland to Dorset. I'm so confused.
From Australia. It's called Newcastle.
Yes. I cannot wait to buy all the different types of cheesy balls, giant Watsons and snowy fingers to munch on while I listen to the podcast. Whilst working today as a moderator for online content, I came across this advert for vagina shrinking gel, which I thought you might get a laugh at.
Don't give any to Glenn because he'll just disappear.
You fucker.
Vagina shrinking gel. Also have a great change of name. I went to school with a girl called Amnesia and her sister's, and her sister's name was Australia. No joke. Shame I can't find my school photos for evidence. Keep up the great work. Love and light from down under. Amnesia.
I don't know, she can't remember where she kept the photos.
Vagina shrinking cream.
I'm going to look it up now. Yeah. Right, yeah. I'm looking it up.
I think she did send a picture, but the picture didn't upload properly.
Right, so will it be on Amazon, do you reckon?
It must be. If I just Google it generally, I'm sure it'd pop up.
Right, let me just have a look. Let me just see.
You just see.
Mum's face.
She's aghast. So she is.
Vaginal tightening gel. It's called Pretty Private.
They actually had a close-up of a vagina.
Natural formula to tighten the vag. Now, it's...
hang on.
Children's author, you know. Now, hang on. It's got 1,882 reviews. So shall I have a look at the
reviews? Oh, yeah, go for it.
Now, let me see. It's taking a while. Right. Oh, look at the picture, Mr. Beattie. Can you see?
Oh, my God, there's a picture.
She's actually touching her private bits there.
Oh, so she is. I don't know.
Right, okay, let's have a look at...
No, she's just trying to get her finger back out.
Oh my god. Right, Pretty Privates. Jesus Christ. Vaginal steaming seat. What the fuck is that?
That sounds painful.
What the hell is that?
Water.
Oh my god, I'm getting all sorts of weird stuff. Pretty Privates, your intimate secrets. Before intercourse, simply squeeze a small amount onto your fingers, insert and distribute the gel around your vag walls. It doesn't say vagina walls, it's just vag walls.
Yeah.
After just a few minutes during foreplay, the gel will kick in and your cooch she will be.
There's a song there somewhere. Pass the coochie to the left.
What's a coochie? You've never heard of a coochie?
No.
Just a vagina.
I'm not going to look at anybody the same way whenever they say coochie, coochie, coochie.
Oh, my Oh my god, no, and your coochie will be as good as new, because like Glenn says, it's coochie, coochie, coochie.
Be as like good as when new, you isn't were that a bit... Listen,
your coochie will be as good as new, like when you were a virgin.
Touch for the very first time.
Pretty Private's Vag Tightening Gel uses only natural ingredients. The magic behind the tightening effect is manjacani extract.
Fucking hell, it's powerful and astringent. It,
well, it's a shut your face.
Hey, I'm just thinking, if you accidentally... If you put, have too much of it and you accidentally put it round to your arsehole, doesn't mean you won't be shit for a week.
Right, okay, so let's your partner's been patiently waiting for things to go back to normal. Imagine his surprise when suddenly, boom, you're back to where you were before motherhood came along. At Pretty Privates, we want you to get on with your life and enjoy your intimate moments to the max. That's why we invented this vag tightener.
It's a bold claim,
get
isn't it?
Get back the sack with confidence. I think it's supposed to read, get back in the sack with confidence. Right.
Men have a similar thing. It's just a couple of Jubilee clips.
Right, hold on. Spontaneous and fun, easy to apply, very comfortable. I bought this product after having my second child. It helped me get back to my pre-birth tightness. My husband's very good. Let's find a one.
From Mrs.
Disappointed, Baggy. It just didn't work for me. I used half of the litre 1 ounce bottle before writing this review.
She must be fucking massive. That's what she's basically said there. She's like, everybody, my pussy's got it so big inside the fucking English Channel.
Mrs. Bucket, a bouquet, I mean.
Every time I used it, I did not tell my husband to see if he could notice, but if I didn't feel it. If I did not tell my husband to see if he could notice, but if he didn't feel a difference, it was evidence he didn't either. I gave it 2 stars only because I liked how it smelled. Between chamomile and sweet tea. It didn't cause any irritation for me or him. Not bad tasting either, as foreplay happens. It simply just doesn't work. It's easy to apply and wouldn't have minded paying the $25 if it actually worked.
What's it called again?
It's called, wait a moment,
so people can
please.
Look up the reviews themselves.
Yeah,
either.
They can, absolutely, because I'm going on. I'm just fascinated by it. It's
I
called
love the reviews.
Pretty Private.
Pretty Private.
Can I just have a very quick look before we go on? Can I just have a quick look at the vaginal steaming seat?
Yes, go on.
I want to know what it does. What does the vaginal steam... Is it a deep cleanse?
Oh, my God!
What is it?
It looks like a potty.
It says vaginal steaming seat. Seat, intelligent steam seat with cushion for women. Ah, it's for postpartum, so after you've had a baby, cleansing and tightening, increasing fertility. So there you go.
For Christmas, Ma.
It alleviates hemorrhoids. We might have to get
the joy on your face.
Oh, well, you know, now and again I do get a steam. Yeah, well, he's not been for a few.
That's who that goose is calling to.
Steve. Well, do you know, he's not come out for a couple of years, has he, Carl? He's not come out.
Oh,
what?
I've not tasted him.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
You've stepped over a line. You've everything said... we talked about tonight is fine. Yes. But I'm just saying that.
Exactly. Well, there you go. You can get an actual vaginal steamer that helps with all these things. So if you're having a baby... Get your vaginal steamer in.
Get your vagina steamed.
Yeah, get your vagina steamed. No
steam
problem.
Steam cleaned.
Just think, it might look like you've been in the pool for you, all withered after a bit, like a withered lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
A bit like What's the Face's face. You know, the ex-Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. Go on then, Mary. You can read the next one.
I suck at reading emails.
You don't suck at reading.
Can you read one?
No. I'll do it.
Yeah. I need more wine.
I'll get the wine.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're all well. Sorry if this this email is too long. We'll read it then. Okay. This is from Lisa Waits from Basingstoke in Hampshire, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Hopefully you received the treats we handed over on Friday at Guy's Cliff. If you didn't, that means Carl may have eaten them.
There's a silence. We're all... Me and Glenn are both looking at Carl going, where are the treats?
You do look like a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car.
You've eaten them.
Lisa's given us some fingers, some chocolate, white chocolate fingers.
Oh, so she's eating them.
I just want to say thank you so much for doing these podcasts. They definitely make my week. Working from home means I get to listen to them while I work. I just have to remember to pause when I'm on the phone or in a team meeting. What else? She goes on to say how much she's living most haunted. And also, I don't know if you remember, Carl, I was at Guy's Cliff on Friday the 21st, and what I heard in that cave that evening left me shocked. Do we know what that was?
Was
it the sound of you secretly eating treats?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it, yes. Now, do you know what? We had a great night. We were in a cave, literally just, I don't know, maybe about 5-6 of us, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
And there was noises coming from within the stone.
Oh?
Within the stone. Sort of, so, yeah, where we were, it wasn't on the stone,
what
it was
inside.
What
sort of noises?
Like deep, sort of...
Oh, right, whoa. Banging.
But inside the stone.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
It was great.
That's impressive. Getting to experience what you experience on a regular basis alongside you all amazes me. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Enjoy your treats, if you got them.
No.
Looking forward to the next podcast. Love and Cheesy Balls, Lisa Waits from Basingstoke.
Thank you,
Hampshire.
Lisa. That's so lovely. Time.
Thank you, Lisa. Those treats were lovely.
now he admits it.
Now then, let's see. Guys, pretty gutted, actually. This is from Sigourney Weaver, brackets Ben Weston. Guys.
Lovely Ben.
Pretty gutted, actually. Turns out, I've been scammed. Yes, I did kidnap Reg from the seedy toilets in Birdlip. Yes, I allowed my accomplice to insert an anal probe up Reg's wrong'un to try and gather intelligence. There was none, by the way. And yes, I did force him to eat Eva's tuna bait apple crackers until he was sick. But I did not take him to Clevedon Pier and force him to do fake possessions of an Irish, weirdly in Scouse accent, seagull for passers-by's pleasure at £5 a pop. No, that was Diddy. I'm serious, I'm out of this now. I didn't even get my 15 fucking quid as promised. All I'm going to say cryptically is there's a tower. The colour is similar to like very, very dark grey, and there's a pool at the end. That's where they're going. Pool. Don't send money. That Scouse fake is coming for you all. Love and best wishes, Sigourney Weaver / Ben Weston.
Right.
But he actually says Scouse fake. Now, that can't be Reg, because Reg isn't fake.
Reg isn't fake.
No,
that's true.
No, he's very genuine. He's as genuine as they get.
Right. Who's this from? It's from Helen in Plymouth. Hi, you crazy bird.
Helen in Plymouth.
Yes.
Oh, the Helen in Plymouth.
I had to write to tell you how much I'm loving your podcast. I'm a new listener. I only discovered you when you were on number 91. So I've decided to listen from the very start simultaneously listening to all the new ones. I was hoping this would be a good brain exercise for my foggy menopause brain. Bless you. Sympathies. But in reality, it's probably making me more nuts than before. But in the words of Miranda, such fun. I've had so many laugh out loud moments, but the most memorable was when I spat my coffee across the desk at work when you were talking about glory holes. Bloody hilarious. Ah, yes. Glory holes. I'm up to episode...
You were so nostalgic there, weren't you?
I was. I'm up to episode 15 at the moment, so quite a way to go yet. That's dedication for you. Keep up the good work. You're amazing. Lots of love from Helen in Plymouth. P.S. Talking of brain farts, I think I sent my last message to you 4 times. My apologies for filling your box. Never apologise for filling my box. There you go. Thank you so much, Helen.
Did you mention the message from Elaine Turner here as well? See you lovely people. Yes, another email from me to you. See,
Elaine's
because
lovely.
You keep refusing to read mine out. What? No, we don't. So here's the deal. I keep sending you until you start reading my emails. Piss myself laughing. Well, here I am with my glass of red, albeit it's not a two cocks.
Oh, no. Oh. Come on now.
So all I've ever only had about 2 or 3 bottles. Not now, I mean all out. Anyway, I digress. She does. I have to share this story with you, even though my hubby Steve will hate me telling you this, but what the hell? A while ago now, we were shopping, me and Mr. Stevie, and I saw an Ann Summers shop, so I took him into the said shop, picking up a movable toy, wink wink, and me being me, having a terrible sense of humour, switched it on, thrust it into his hands, and made my exit out of the shop whilst his back was turned because I saw a shop assistant coming our way. Now I'm outside the shop laughing like a demented dog, watching him trying to explain why he's holding a big dildo. I really couldn't stop laughing. You had to be there. On another occasion, whilst coming down the Travelator in Asda, makes it sound like an episode of The Gladiators,
doesn't it?
My hubby said he bought me some batteries for my EMF meter, but I said quite loud, "Oh, thanks, you've got me some batteries for my rabbit." The man in front of us looked back astonished. By the way, do you remember when you offered me and James a visit to Riffing Castle? I bought some vegetarian Haribo and a bottle of Red Tucox. Did you ever get it?
Yes, you did.
Did I get that?
Yes, you did, and you enjoyed it.
Oh, I probably drank that very quickly. I appreciate it very, very much.
In fact, you got four cocks in.
Well, it was the 23rd of October, 2021.
Oh, yes, I do remember four cocks arriving.
Yeah, two four cocks.
In 2021. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I love your sense of humour, by the way. You're our kind of girl, isn't she, Mary?
Well, you can't stand going into Ansemus with me.
No, because the guy who works in there knows the show of Most Haunted. And he's like, "Oh, hi. So lovely to see you again. Such a big fan. What are you here for?"
Oh, really?
And I just say, "I'm here with my daughter. She wants to get some," because you wanted to get some stockings because we were going out.
I'm sorry, she has to be over 18. If
yeah, oh my God. And then Mary delights in saying, come and stand over here. And I keep saying to her, I'm a children's author, you know, I cannot be having any fun.
No, you can't.
That. I can't, though.
Do you remember, Mary, when I went with you because, you know, you went to the doctor's?
Oh, I remember actually telling this story on here. Episodes ago.
What was that?
This was, I was not speaking to you for the entire day.
It was bliss.
Because, shut up. Because I had to go to the doctors with my with Pa to go and sort out my RF medical stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, ironically, we go in, it's a really chilled appointment, it's over in 5 minutes. We come out and there's the waiting room as soon as you come out the doctor's office and it's absolutely packed, like filled to the
brim.
What
did he say?
He turned to me with a frown on his face and goes, "Herpes!" And then storms off really angry.
When she caught up with me, she was as red as... I mean, I got to the bottom of the stairs. I was
terrible.
Absolutely... I was wetting myself. She came down. She was so red. She goes, "Everyone's looking. Everyone thinks I've got herpes now."
Mary. You can't. You are a bugger.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? You with your pond and hitting his car and saying I've got herpes.
Yeah. You're
one
in
of
everybody's...
Those is true.
You're in everybody's bad books today.
Should we have a game of What's That Noise?
Oh, yes, come on.
Let's do it.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
And for our home and studio audience, here's the noise. Mary, you're expertly miming the wanking gesture.
Can I just say something? Today,
yes.
I accidentally was doing something, and she looked at me and she went, "Bloody hell. That's
really? Wow."
She knows.
Were you wanking Carla?
You don't do things like that. We're married, for Christ's sake. He was Diddy, yeah.
That's the noise Diddy makes.
Yeah.
That's why I was joining in.
No, Mary, no! Drink more wine. Stop it. You don't want to know, darling.
We'll hear it in the edit.
Yeah.
This is from Joanne Reed in Rotherham. She says, "Is it the sound of a tumble dryer with something in the drum that wasn't supposed to be there, like a piece of metal or summit?"
That's a really good guess, but it's a wrong guess.
Is it really?
It is. Get quick with your buttons.
It's been a nice
Stop blaming the equipment. You shit.
Very nice. Philip and Bolton in Cleethorpes. I thought you'd be more sympathetic today. I've had my car bashed and everything.
No, actually, I am sympathetic to not.
Philip, yeah. It's affected my equipment.
Hey!
Philip and Bolton in Cleethorpes. It's a shame it's not Philip and Cleethorpes in Bolton. That'd be quite nice. Hello... You crazy bunch of wackos. Is your mystery noise something to do with the kitchen sink being cleaned?
No. But thank you.
This is from Ollie Tipler.
Ollie Tipler? How is Ollie Tipler?
We need a little rhyme for Ollie Tipler.
A rhyme?
That's Ollie Tipler! Ollie Tipler! Ollie Tipler! Ollie Tipler! Ollie Tipler! Ollie Tipler! Tipler, 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 Tipler!
Yeah,
that was good.
Greetings and salutations, my wonderful podcasters. Although you apparently made certain hand gestures for What's That Noise, I must ask you a question.
Oh.
And funnily enough,
I'm not amused, Mum's face. I'm not amused. And I didn't rhyme for you, you fucker. I love you, really. Go on.
Is it someone, funnily enough, well, we kind of covered this, is it someone having a Tommy Tank?
No.
No.
If not, I reckon it's someone is running a zip up and down on a coat. It sounds familiar, but unfortunately that's all I got.
I think there needs to be a hint.
No, I'm loving the...
Glenn loves it.
Is it someone running a coat zip up and down, by the way?
No.
You got a second guess?
No, okay. Thank you, but no.
He's also got a guess for snore or fart.
Oh, go on then.
As we know, sounds like this. Wow. And he reckons that has to be a snore. Love and bollocks, Ollie Tipler.
Okay. Ollie Tipler, 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 Tilly Tipler. Ollie Tipler, Ollie Tipler, 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 Tipler. Okay.
Anyway,
he's going with the snore. Anything in the charts.
That's very true, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Other snore guesses come from, by the way, Andy in Middlesbrough, Helen in Bridlington, and Claire in Matlock. And fart guesses this week come from Aaron in Sheffield, Jono in Skegness, Karen and Ellie in Swansea, and Big Mickey in Liverpool, all going for fart.
When are we gonna sort of
reveal
next week on Podcast 100?
Oh, the 100.
We need a celebration.
Yeah,
of Podcast 100. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have time to go to the supermarket between then and now.
No, we'll just have. I tell you what, all we'll do is keep it simple. Let's just do some fireworks inside so we don't scare the one remaining goose that we've got.
Right, and fireworks
Do you know what? Fireworks should be banned. They should only be allowed on 2 days a year, one on November the 5th and one on New Year's Eve.
I think I've just heard some fireworks.
What? Don't say that.
No, it might be a car backfire.
Oh, that's what it is. There we go.
What is Mary's under the desk?
Come on now, Mary.
Come on, Mary.
Do you think you'd be in a good mood?
Oh, he's never in a bloody good mood.
Yeah,
take that back. You're right, Glennon.
Yeah.
Oh,
at least he's knocking.
No, he's knocking loudly. That's a bad sign. Oh, come in.
Come in, Reg.
Yeah, Reg, come in.
Come in.
I'm waving at... Reg! For fuck's sake!
I wouldn't mind, but there's a big glass window you can actually see.
Reg! Mary, just open the freaking door for Christ's sake!
Who the fuck are you? Where's the right fucking house?
Hi, Reg!
Hello, Reg!
Mary!
Do you remember Mary?
It's mine and Carl's.
Introducing yourself as the third person.
Hello.
You know Mary, it's in fact Carl's daughter. How much two cocks have you had?
God, no. How are you, Reg?
He's a nice chap, isn't he? Right, okay. How are you?
Mind you, saying that, it was only a few days ago that we actually
Can I just ask a question?
A hairy time together.
What is he doing here?
Who?
Him.
That's Mary.
I'm Mary.
I don't give a shit about your name. What are you doing here?
I live here.
Where?
In where you are. I'm part...
Why have I never seen her before?
You have seen me before.
Can you see her, or is it just me?
No,
is this a spiritual thing?
You've met Mary on several occasions.
Okay.
No.
It's probably because
you've he's a nice chap. Good chess.
Oh, my God.
He works out, obviously, doesn't he? How much do you press?
Not enough.
Okay. Now, we've had a good week, haven't we? How are you?
Hi, Reg. Yeah, it's a pleasure to see you.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
It was great.
You, Ivy. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Reg.
That's great.
It's always
great,
a pleasure. Last time we were together,
Gary V,
we were in a haunted house.
We were. Glenn, how are you?
I'm all the better for seeing you, my friend.
Great, great. Evie's trying to segue into what we did this week, and I'm not letting her. You know why? Because I knew this was going to happen, because I'm psychic. So, Evie, what are we saying, Evie?
I'm saying, right. Last week, Glenn, myself, and Mary, we all went to a haunted location.
Normally, you wouldn't be able to go to a place like this without somebody like me.
No,
to
because it was
you.
Apparently very, very haunted location. It was a very haunted.
Even I was wearing protection.
Oh my God! It was a very haunted location.
A condom on your head. Like spirits.
That's what it was.
Mary was very brave. You were very brave, Glenn. Yep. I shit myself, and Reg was there to protect me. I have to say. Mm.
Well, you should have been lucky to have us three guys there for you.
Off, Reg.
Should have been.
Well, woman.
Unfortunately, we all had our phones on record.
Well, I got mine because yours was shit.
Yes,
I got the best phone,
and only Reg's, for some bizarre reason, only Reg's worked. So
I've got an iGalaxy.
All right. So what? So what you're about to hear now is our little investigation.
Big investigation.
Into,
it was great.
Into an unnamed, because the owners don't want undisclosed. They
undisclosed.
Didn't want. Yeah, didn't want us to know. Didn't want the world to know where we were investigating. Here is our investigation with Reg in a very haunted
Hell
house.
Hell manor. Right, okay. Glenn.
Yes.
Right, start recording. It is three. They shut the fuck up.
Right, okay.
Start recording.
What now?
No, in three, two, one.
Recording.
You don't need to fucking say recording.
Well, you can't.
I just said to you.
All right.
Record in 3, 2, 1.
We are recording!
Start recording. I'm mastering this investigation.
You what?
I'm mastering this investigation. So. Now, okay. You and your two guys here, just relax.
God,
now,
I'm feeling
right. Start recording. 3, 2, 1. Right, how are we all?
I'm a little bit nervous because this place is incredibly dark.
That's because there's no fucking lights on, love.
No, listen.
What?
Oh, yeah? Is that knocking?
Make sure the taps don't go on. Oh, fuck. Oh, look
at that.
The strange thing is, can you hear water?
Yeah.
We're not even anywhere near the sink.
What the hell?
Who's going?
But there's no toilet. There's no toilet.
Well,
how the fuck can that be?
Don't.
I summon.
Reg, leave her alone.
Sorry.
With
that gel, you're so tight. Thought it was ectoplasm, love. Right, okay. Now you need to calm down. Okay. Calm down. Right.
There's evil in
no,
here.
There's something stinky in here. What are you? It's either you as a woman or you two chaps.
My God!
I smell very fragrant. I'll have you know.
Right, okay.
You do.
Fragrant for a fucking moose.
Right,
okay. Right, so I'm dark. Going to call out. I'm going to call out.
Okay.
Will you shut the fuck up? No wonder you can't get a psychic for your fucking telly show. Right, okay. Right, I'm sensing a man. Okay. One, sorry. 1875! 1875! He's got 1875. What does that mean?
Is it a phone number?
1875.
Oh, so
yeah. Okay.
I don't like the phone number.
Oh, he's pulling his trousers down.
What?
Oh, no, he's sitting. Do you know what? He's having a shit.
Is that he's him? Oh, my God. The
I
noise
think,
in the toilet that we heard before.
I think this used
sense.
To be a toilet.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Can
What's
you hear that?
Jesus.
Sounds
What's
like your
on?
Stomach.
I don't like this because there is a toilet in here.
Toilet. That's what I mean.
We've been places where toilets are flushed by themselves.
Well, I know, but we're not near a fucking toilet.
You stupid fuck.
I don't give a fuck where you two go and have sex. Toilets or not.
Burglar.
But this isn't one. Right, okay. Dirty, stinking bitch demon! Be gone! Okay, okay. This place is now cleansed.
I feel so much better.
You may have felt some holy water.
Something did go
it
in
wasn't
my vagina.
Water.
It was warm.
It
yeah.
was.
Sorry,
sticky.
I needed to go to the toilet.
Okay.
And... yeah, anyway, it's fine.
It's all right. Can we go now?
We're clear. This place is clear.
God.
Wow.
Oh,
what an adventure that was.
Yeah, it was great. As you well know, that was terrifying in there.
It was awful. I mean, yeah. I actually felt fingers in my pants.
Oh, by the way.
You should have them yourself.
Were they snowy fingers or milk chocolate?
I couldn't
chocolate?
Tell you. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't smell anything.
Okay.
But
something, we bloody could.
Well, let me tell you.
With your pants.
I'm telling you, it was awful. And then some demonic demon thing came out. And I have to say, Reg, you did very well because you got rid of it.
I'm the greatest.
Yeah,
I am the greatest. A lot of people don't realise, you know, they just see me as this international celebrity psychic.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
But on so many other levels, I'm better than that.
You are.
You know. Now, don't forget, Christmas is coming
soon.
Oh,
yeah.
So
sure.
My worldwide tour of Stoke is still on.
Is the it
Christmas,
still on?
Yeah, my Christmas tour.
Right.
It's completely sold out. Tickets are still available.
Right, okay, fantastic.
Stoke,
just
across the world.
Stoke.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Okay,
it's great
guys.
To see you. Thanks
oh,
very
you
much.
Too.
And don't let anyone tell you you're shit.
We won't.
Okay.
See you later.
Later.
Bye, Rich.
Go on, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Man keep bothering me. I can't get no peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Rich. Rich Conker, shut the fuck up.
Wow, what an event.
I have to say, I've seen Reg in a different light.
Well, it was dark.
But let me tell you, I've worked with lots of mediums.
Yeah.
And for me to become possessed like that, mm-hmm. and for somebody to very quickly be able to get rid of that demon, he has gone right up in my estimations,
it's
I have
strange,
to say.
Because I wasn't there, obviously.
No. What's going on with you and Diddy? Because every time Reg is here, you're out there with Diddy. Are you smoking something? Are you drinking something together?
Are you shagging something?
What's happening?
I'm smoking Diddy.
Are you?
Sometimes I drink him.
Wow.
Okay, I knew there was something dodgy
going on. I thought you were just comparing classic cars. That Marina and your MG.
No, we Diddy and I are really good friends, and he confides in me a lot. He uses me as his therapist.
Oh,
and let's face it, therapists are really useful. They're not a bunch of useless tossers.
No, that's true. Right, and on that note...
It's time to end!
End this fabulous podcast, which you've had the most marvellous time.
We have
to say, I've laughed my arse off like a drain.
Me too.
And next time... hopefully, we'll have a little bit more...
of a soiree?
A bit more of a... we can see the end of the pond coming to its final...
We'll be finished by next week.
Apple it bollocks.
And on that bombshell, thanks
yes.
for listening.
Bye-bye!
Keep sending emails.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.